I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Counting every tree on Earth is a tall task, but a new study out of Yale has one answer. When you're trying to count every tree on the planet, you can expect people to poke fun.
It's transformed almost every one of my conversations with anyone now.
That's Tom Crowther. He's with the Netherlands Institute of Ecology and the Yale School of Forestry.
At some point it comes up and we say things like, how many trees do you think there are in the world? And people don't even know where to begin guessing. But the jokes always then start where people go, oh, well, did you get that one? Yep, the one outside my garden just fell over, so you're probably wrong.
To try and count every tree on Earth, Crowther looked at more than 400,000 official tree counts done by foresters all around the world, comparing those numbers with pre-existing satellite imagery. From there, he was able to crunch numbers in a computer and eventually create an estimate of the world's tree population. The results were published in Nature.
So the total number, once we added up all of our pixels, all of our areas, was close to about 3.041 trillion trees.
3 trillion trees, about 8 times more than the previous worldwide estimate of 400 billion. Still, Crowther says,
it's not like we've discovered a whole load of new trees. We've not discovered more carbon or any different impacts on the climate or anything like that. All we've done is categorize the global forest using a robust method that hopefully can generate numbers that scientists and environmental practitioners can use.
Crowther says he recognizes the numbers are all estimates, and in a place like Connecticut or large swaths of Europe where there are a lot of young forests with smaller trees, he says it's harder to get an accurate count. Crowther says going forward, he hopes his data will allow ecologists to better understand how losing trees can impact carbon concentrations in the atmosphere, a crucial piece of knowledge in the fight against global warming. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.